Random House Audio presents Angels and Saints, a biblical guide to friendship with God's holy ones. Written and read by Scott Hahn.
Introduction. The Church and the Holy Ones. When people talk about the church, we know what they mean, or at least we think we do. It's the little parish we attend on Sundays that has really good preaching and music. Or maybe not. Or it's that big old institution that we're part of, that's kind of hard to explain, and that lets us down sometimes. This book is about the church we sometimes forget, the heavenly church. The heavenly church is not a different church, or yet another denomination. It's the true church, the church in its essence, in its essential perfection. That's how we see the church in the last chapters of the book of Revelation, as a radiant bride, presented to Christ her groom amid a great marriage supper. But it's not just off in the future, it's now. It's the church where Jesus, the Blessed Mother, and all the angels and saints live today in glory. And we are united with them by grace, just as they are totally invested in us by love, to help the pilgrim church to live on earth more and more like they do in heaven. When I was a new Catholic, I was also a young theologian, just getting acquainted with the great tradition. Reading the theologians of centuries past, I reveled in their expositions of the Church, its four marks, one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic, and its three states, militant, suffering, and triumphant. But I also noticed something strange. I noted that they rather consistently used a curious phrase to describe the Church. The church, the old book said.